From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia's defense ministry has announced a 48-hour regime of silence beginning Thursday over the war-torn northern Syrian city Aleppo, where it is backing forces of President Bashar al-Assad. It is unclear who and what territory are covered. The announcement came late Wednesday after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed growing frustration with Russia and Syria over military action that has undermined a nearly four-month cessation of hostilities. Kerry spoke in the Norwegian capital, Oslo.
So we've made it very clear that unless we get a better definition of how this cessation is going to work, how it will be enforced, who it applies to, how it is applied, we are not going to sit there while Assad continues to offensively assault Aleppo and while Russia continues to support in that effort.
Kerry accused Moscow and Damascus of selectively enforcing the ceasefire while Assad's forces continue their campaign to retake the city. The UN envoy to Central African Republic, Abdoulaye Bathily, warned the Security Council Wednesday the rebel lord's resistance army is stepping up attacks, expanding into new areas, and abducting children.
The LRA continue to threat the security of the population in its operating area and has notably increased its alleged attack in the Central African Republic during the reporting period, reportedly extending into area that had previously seen little to no LRA movement.
He warned the withdrawal of Ugandan troops from CAR, part of an African Union regional task force, could be exploited by groups like LRA. And Bathily said political tensions are causing instability and hindering development in other countries of the region, including Burundi. This is VOA News.